The rehearsal. The slightly round-shouldered boy on stage could be a drifter panhandling at a stoplight, except for the expensive guitar strapped around his neck. As he tunes it, he looks down, and his long hair swings right across his face. Then he walks to the lip of the stage, shading his eyes. It's late on a February afternoon in Toronto, 1971, and Massey Hall is empty, but he's looking for someone out in the darkened auditorium. Sitting near the back is a middle-aged man with a square, handsome face. He's wearing black zip-up galoshes and hasn't taken off his overcoat or plaid scarf. Now and then, he cranes his neck back toward the lobby doors. He has a strange feeling that his ex-wife, Rassi, might show up for the sound check too. He half hopes she will. It's been years since they've spoken in person. Neil spots his father and waves.
Dad, could you hear that okay?
Oh, yeah.
The guitar sounded too loud to me.
Isn't it supposed to be too loud?
He laughs. A voice comes over the PA. Neil, try backing off the mic a little.
Man, this hall is so live,
he says in the direction of the voice.
I sound like meatloaf or something.
Do you want to try it standing up instead? Neil gives the voice a lopsided, glinty smile.
Standing up?
Oh, right. Sorry.
When Neil turns around, Scott can see the outline of the back brace he has worn since the operation, except for when he performs. He's being more cautious now, trying to let his body heal properly. There are physical things he wants to be able to do around the ranch. Another voice comes over the PA.
Like the rug?
Neil looks down and for the first time notices the rose and blue Turkish carpet.
Oh, yeah, nice. And if you start keeping time in those boots, it'll help muffle the sound. Cool, thanks, Ed.
No one sees the doors at the back of the hall open as a young blonde woman in glasses slips into the last row. She takes out a notebook and a pen. His father watches Neil gingerly lower himself onto the wooden chair, tune his guitar, and begin to sing. Sailing hardships through broken hearts.